situated. For Ktami still says over here, Umen Nehemen, that we believe the human. Migu, why do we believe the human over here? Migu Dibo Yomalei Lekuchi Biyodi. Since the human has the Migu, could have said, I bought it. Nehemenami Agri is Nehemen to say how much he has to pay him. Because it says over here, Kozeman the Talus is Biyadu Umen. The Balabas has to bring the proof. He wants to get away cheaper. But it says, Bob is Mana, the human is Nehemen. So the question is, why is the human Nehemen? Why do we believe the human? What are we believing for? Because he has a Migu. Migu did the Yomalei, Lekuchi Biyodi, Nehemenami Agri. So here you see, an Umen does have a Migu. Even though it was not given over in front of Tuedim, Zechur, you see, not like Abai, you see, even though without Tuedim, Zechur, Zechur is a riot to Rabbi, I mean, that since there are no Edim over here, so then the Umen Taker is Nehemen. Even though it's raw, even though we see it by the human, so what? Still the human is Nehemen. Zechur, you see, according to Rabbi, it's all totally whether there are Edim there or not. It's not totally in raw whether we see it by him or not, like Abai learns. Because here we see it by the human, and still the human is never to say how much he made the price. Why? The Gemara says, because he has a migu, he could have said he bought it. So here it's a raya to Rabbah that it's all tully whether we have Edom or not. So Gemara says, no, it's not the pshat. The Yelam really are tayyid the lek Edom. True, we're talking about right now there are no Edom here. But v'hu d'layro, we're talking about right now only in a case where we do not see it by the human. And Echnami, Abai learns here, it's only because we did not see the talis right now by the Umen. But in Echnami, if we would see the talis by the Umen, then we hold like Abaye here, that Umen has no Migu. That since he's not able to say, Herzartet, because it's here right now, therefore the Umen is not able to say, Lekuchi Biyadi. He has no Chazoka, he has no Nemonis. So if it's no Kasho on Abaye. Mose, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it says here, Umen ain't no Chazoka. Umen's Diyah, Kudi ain't no Chazoka. Only the workman has no Chazoka. But somebody else in the same case, a third party, would have a chazaka. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Edikate, Mr. Edom over here, Achara, my yeshka chazaka. If this Edom, the Balabas gave it to the third person, so why does he have a right to say he bought it? Like, we know how he got it. The Balabas gave it to him. To work on it, to hold it. El Allah, the case, that's what we're talking about, the Lekar Edom, no Edom. But Ketoni still says clearly, Umen ain't like chazaka. So clearly, Umen does not have a chazaka. Even though it was not given to him in front of Edim, still, calls the man, we see it by the human has no chazaka. Says so, Tiyufta, the Rabba, Tiyufta. So here it's a clear kash according to Rabba, and in Echnami, here the locha should be like Abaya, that it's all totally with a rule or not. If we see the talis right now by the human, he's not Nemo to say that he bought it, he has no migu. Then Echnami, if you don't see it by Biyad Umin, then the tailor is never to say that he bought it, with the Migu he could have said Hechzartif, could have said he returned it. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yes, that's the slot, normally Rav Asher, Midom, Yosem, Loyov, Darius, Ashtachusa. And now Mishnah, the Ari of the land, didn't do what it was supposed to do. Therefore you can pay back the bad stuff. But Ochovir of the Aryash Kachusa, you should know that the Kerem produced good grapes. So therefore, Avadi has to give him back 10 barrels of good wine. But Omoidi Ravashi be invaked the Kadam if the grapes were wormy, over Sodi Shaloksa Biyam Reho. And who are then if the field that the bundles got hit when it was on the field? Rashi Boimrim, the earth is Tuchin Liavish, we have the bundles of wheat on the field to dry out. In the summer, all that is still called part of the work. And therefore, if the grapes became wormy, or else this seer got ruined, then you have a right to say, I didn't get any good produce, so therefore I have a right to pay you back from this bad stuff. We're only saying if the grapes grew completely good, and you had good grapes, just later if the wine got spoiled, that has nothing to do with the field. But if the wine, it's the grapes itself were wormy, or the bundles of wheat, when they were drying on the field, became ruined, you have a right to pay back from this ruined stuff. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamakabel sod in chaveroi. If you accept a field from your friend Lazara Sarim to plant a barley, for loyis lelochrid loyis reno chitim, you're not supposed to plant wheat. Chitim, you accepted to plant wheat. He is a reno sarim. You're allowed to plant barley. In other words, wheat ruins the field more than barley. Therefore, if you accepted it for barley, you're not allowed to do wheat. But if you accepted it for wheat, for sure you're allowed to do barley. It ruins the field less." Kashim ben Gamliel oiter. He says, no, still you know what, change it around. Tfuah, if you accept it to grow, tfuah, la Yisrael kitnis, can't grow beans. Kitni is Yisrael tfuah. Again, Rav Shimon Gamliel also, no, both ways the oldest also. Om Rav Chizda, my time with Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's the svara? The sick of the Pasuk says, like even the question is, you're not ruining the field. Like Chitim ruined the field more than barley. So if you had permission to grow wheat, why can't you grow barley? The Teretz says, the Pasuk says, Sheris Yisroel, la yasa avlo, la yadavru kozoit, la yimtza v'fiyam losh and tarmas. A Jew should not talk, shouldn't say a lie, can't change his words. So since you accepted to grow wheat on it, you're not supposed to change and grow barley. That's what he holds. Even though maybe the owner wouldn't mind so much because it doesn't ruin the field so much, but since you said you were going to do barley or wheat, that's what you have to do. Mesa Avakasha. Magvis Purim Purim. The money you collect for Purim, you have to use for Purim. V'yein medatik in medavar. You don't check it out. You're not medatik so much. V'yein oni rishol legachmem ritzula sandoloi. And now if the Ani himself, the money he receives for Purim, he has to use it for Purim. He can't use it to buy himself shoelaces. Elim kem hisna miyamar b'maymer anshayir. Lest the people in the city were maskim that this money the Ani could use to buy shoelaces. Divar Rebbe Yaakov. Shomim mishum Rebbe Meir. Send them Rebbe Meir. However, Shimon Gamliel, Mekel, he is Mekel and says no, that even though the money was given to you for Purim, you're allowed to take the money and buy shoelaces. I lechur of Shimon Gamliel holds, you can't change around what you're supposed to. People don't care about it. Here, who you see it's muta. So why before they say it's also not Mishnah? Om Rabaya, time with our Shimon kidmar like Mar. The Yom Amar we learned Haiman de Nichale de Tibor Arya Lizra. Whoever wants to ruin his field, he should plant it 1 year chita veshosa sar the next year plant barley. Then do it crisscross. So in other words, he holds that's not the pshat of Shimon the Mishnah, because he's saying different than you said. Avad, if the owner agrees, would be happy, you're allowed to do it. But here the svar is you're going to ruin the field. If you first plant wheat and then you plant barley, that type of ruins the field. For lawyer Mon was only selling the light curve, you didn't plow in between Vitani. Avo curve, Vitani left lambo. But if you plowed in between, then the fact you plant wheat and then barley, that does not ruin the field. Right, the tfua the Mishnah said, Lazar and Akitni Tvia, took it to plant tfua, wheat, you should not plant beans. Masnilei Rav Yehuda L'Ravin. Tfua, if you took it to plant tfua, he is a reno kitnius. You're allowed to plant the beans. Omulei Ivan, not time we learned the Mishnah, that we learned tfua, Lazar and Akitnius. Or Malay Lakash de Nostira, Holon Valahu, once for Snare Israel, once for Bnei Bavel. Or Malay of Yudla Ravin, Bar of Nachmin, Ravin, Acher, Rav, my brother, Hani, Tachle de Vaikitna, by these flax, ain't they Mishum Gezel. Tichle, Rashi says, Shechlaim, Shekurin, Christian, Agdilim, Bein Apishtim. The strings that grow between the flax, whoever takes it, there's no Issa Gezel. Let us steal it. Oim de Salah, Gvulin, was ever stealing on the Gvul, on the boundaries. Then yesh per mishum gezel. That's not a steal. V'yem huk shul zera. If it's bad for the seed, hafil deve kitnam yesh per mishum gezel. Then there's nisa gezel. My timer. Why? My diafsid afsid. Whatever was lost already. Then the owner is makvid. Nobody could take it. O malei. Rav Yudla Ravin. Bar Rav Nachmin. Ravin Achi. Brother, my brother. Hani di li di loch. What's mine is yours. Di loch li. What's yours is mine. Noig b'nei mitzra. The people from the same neighbors were noig that Elon hanoitei lekan, a tree that branches over to one side, or lekan from the tail lekan from whichever way it branches, the people could use it. That's the way the minig was. Yitm Elon oimel ametzar, a tree that's holding by the boundary. Omarav hanoitei lekan, who what's facing this way goes to this way. Hanoitei lekan shemular manocholkin, they both have right to divide it up. Meisve ilu noimer ala meitsa yachleiku tiyuf the rav tkash and rav tiygemar shmul liba the rav but mamala kol meitsa kula, if it fills up the whole boundary the yachim alamei, what are you going to tell me then? Of course it's shita la tzricha de toli tunya lechad gisen, has a lot of weight on one side, so therefore tzchir she say yachleiku vekati alamei mamala, then what does it say? Damlei plug hachi, divided up this way crossway kamashmul and yamalei my chazad the pagasaki plug hachi. No, you can't divide it one way. You'll get all the thickness of it,
but you have to divide it equally that both of us will get the thickness of it. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow.
You hold enough mem vovim and aleph. You two dots. Mars says, "Tana Rabbon, look at a bright like this. Nizchal fuloi kelim dikelim. The base human. Let's say your coat got mistaken for somebody else's coat. You gave your coat to the tailor, and when you came to pick up your coat, the tailor gave you somebody else's coat. That's called nizchal fuloi kelim dikelim. The base human. By the tailor, he gave you back the wrong coat, the wrong suit." So locker is hareze yishtamish behen. You're allowed to use this suit. You're allowed to use it. Achiyovri haloi vitalashaloi. Until the person that took your suit, he comes back and gives you your suit back, and then you give him back your suit. But you have a right to say it was a mistake. They changed it around. A mistake was done here. So in the meantime, you have a right to use that suit. That's the finish here. You have a right to use the suit in between. And the chiddush is that it's not considered like a shoyl shalemi das. Like usually you're not allowed to use somebody else's chaytzim without his permission. That's called a shoyl shalemi das. Here, no, we'll soon see why not. Here it's mutter. Now, what's going to be though? The beis ha'ovel of a beis ha'mishta. Let's say you went to a menachem ovel, or you went to a beis mitzvah chasna, you went to a bar mitzvah, and there you change coats with somebody else, and you come up with somebody else's coat. Here the locker is, hareze lo yishtamish behen. Here the locker is, you're not allowed to use it. It's lo yishtamish behen. Achiyovoi haloi v'yitel eshaloi. Until whoever took your coat is going to come back and give you that coat. And then you could use your coat. But kolzaman now, you don't have yours, you have somebody else's. If you just exchange by a chasno, or by a beis oval, you have no permission to use that coat, that suit. Because here it's called, asher shalemidas. This is called shalemidas. So Mari asked the question, Maishin or Reisha, Maishin or Seifa? It's so like, what's the difference? How come in the Reisha we say you're allowed to, look, it's also called a Sheol Shalemidah. Like it's not your coat, and your coat somebody else has. What's the difference if the tailor or the cleaner gives it to you to use? Or whether you take it by mistake by yourself, by the Chatzna, or by the Beis Ovel? So Mari says, Oh Marav, Hevi Yasiv, No Kai Medich Avivi. I was once sitting in front of Chavivi means my uncle. And the Yomali, he told me like this, that like it happens sometimes that when you give a suit to the cleaners, the owner tells the cleaners, listen, sell it for me, I don't want it back anymore, I give you permission to sell it. So therefore when the tailor gives it to you, like he has a right to give it to you. Like Rosh Bam says, Omer Abchiyah, Tam the Reisha Bolafar, Shmaishtam, Misaifam, Vichiyeno the Mosse means Hilkach. Equal of aim, we have right to say, Shoumen Mochor Talis Achas, Shu Misakem, Bemisus Balabayat, Shetibul Elavachroi. That the Umen, the tailor, had a right to sell a suit. One suit the owner told him to sell this suit. Vetoyumen, now the tailor's made a mistake, Omocha Talis Shalzeh, and by mistake he sold your suit. And v'noisim loy talizu midas achiyatsu loy. And now he's giving you the suit that he was supposed to sell. So the umen l'maisa has the right to give that suit away, because the owner of that suit told the tailor to sell it for him. So whatever the tailor does with it is good. So when the tailor gives you the coat to use, you're allowed to use that coat, because you have a right to say, it's not like called shalei midas, like maybe the tailor has the right to give away that coat. The chivon demidaita nosloy garspam says, since he gave it to you midas, mutal eshtamish bo, you're allowed to use it. Mashen ken beis ovel beis hamishta. Mashen ken, if you go to a chasna and over there your coat gets mixed up, or you went to a beis ovel and your coat got mixed up, then nobody gave it to you. Just you took it, or somebody by mistake took your coat, okay? But that gives you no permission to take the other person's coat. It happens sometimes. You go to a bar mitzvah not here in New York, and you go with coats, and you come to go home and your coat's not there anymore. Somebody else took your coat. They say, no, I might as well take his coat already. He took my coat, I'll take his coat. That's not halacha. I'll pay halacha l'churi, now I'll take his coat. It's called Isher Shalemi Das. Even though he took your coat, you have no permission to take his coat. Unless you're going to say, it's in the case of a non-sadi, the Balabos won't mind. He'll say, for sure, I'll let you do it. Like, if you know, like, he took your coat. So, normal, it could be a thing like this, that the guy figures, listen, I have a coat. The poor guy stuck in shul is freezing outside, has no coat. So he wouldn't mind if you take on his coat also. Like, he's having enough of your coat, you could use my coat. Then it would be mutter. Like, if we know for sure that Raman Sadi, like, the owner would be nicha, we hold that's all right. I call upon him in a normal case here, it's saying, Stam, if you got picked up somebody else's coat by the base double, base of Mishnah, you're not allowed to use it. Menastam, nobody gave you permission to use it. It's called the Shol Shalom Yidat. You have no right to use it. Oh, my Rav Chiyo, Braid Rav Nachman, Loishon Elohu, it's only if the tailor himself gave you the coat. Like then we say maybe he gave it to you Brishus. Avon Ishto Yubana, but let's say the tailor's wife or the tailor's children gave it to you, Loi, then you have no right to use it. The response says, "Avolim nostu lezeishto yubonav shalumein leishtamish yiklameima mitoyito." That maybe they made a mistake, like they have no right to give it to you. Therefore, the wife and children you can't take it from. Now, v'hu nami, even when the tailors give it to you, the human himself gives it to you, loyamoran, it was only said that you have permission to use it. El diomale talistam, where he said, "Listen, take a talis." Since he tells you to take a talis, then would you say maybe the tailor meant to say you could take this one and use it? Shban says, Lemoran dim nosan hu, that when the tailors give it to you, mutlishtamish veil the yomale hele talizu. Dikulamev lohoka yomale talisho, shame zu shaloi, omidat nosan loi. As if his stam says, take a talis, so he could say the tailors know that really it's not your talis, he knows it's somebody else's, but he has permission to give away that guy's talis, then it's okay. Avu talisho, but if the tailors say, listen, this is your suit, take it home. Here's your coat, take it home. Then, Loi, then you have no permission to use it if it's not yours. Because since the woman is saying clearly, take your suit, and there's the woman is not like giving you somebody else's. The woman, Mamish, made a mistake. He really thinks this is your coat. And if you know it's not, so you're using somebody else's without permission, that's a show, Shalom Yidat, you have no right to use it. First of all, High Love, Talis, Didehu. But it's not your Talis. And therefore, you have no right to use it. It's called like a shloim shoyel shloim midas. Oh, malay abayin l'rovo, abayi said to rovo, to kom ach vilecho, let me show you ramoy de pupadisa. Let me show you some trickery things that the people of pupadisa does. The ramoy of pupadisa. So let me show you the trickery. You have to be careful for these people. My avdi, what do they do? That oh, malay havli sabaloi. The owner of the suit, coat, comes back to cleaners and tailor says, listen, give me back my suit. The tailor says, listen, you never gave me a suit. What do you want from me? Got the wrong store. So the owner says, what do you mean I never gave it to you? I have Adim that you were using it. You had it. So the tailor says back, no. That's a different suit. That's not the one I have right now. The one that I was using is not your suit that I'm you. I was using somebody else's. Your suit I never took. So the Baal HaBos still says, listen, Afkino, okay, but take out that suit you were using. Vinech, no, let me see it. Let's see if it's really my suit or not. Omalei, to the tailor.